you know, stories like Frank, it always reminds me of, like, these stories that we hear, Sufi stories. But this is a story where you really realize the reality of how one can go along in your life. And like he said, how that touched him so much when he read that about Baba, said, one day you'll wake up from this dream. And remember how we were saying about your eyes are glued. You can't believe that it's not real. And I remember one day Frank said to me that after that had happened, after his son had died, he said how now nothing means the same. It just does not have the same import. That it's impossible to look at things the same way. When he said that, I thought, well, I guess that's what that change is when things happen. That really does. It's not an, because, you know, you were saying how you, it's not that you see things differently with these eyes, but you see.
Yeah. Same thing throughout our lifetime, Baba would always tell us about. Be careful. It's all nothing but zero. It's a passing show. It's a dream. It will be there. We'll hear and we'll nod our heads and this and that. Nothing to refute. But it won't sink the way it should sink. So nothing was displaced from our mind, in short. Because it had not sunk in. Something, these things, the words of truth had not sunk. So nothing was displaced from the mind. You know the principle of Archimedes? Principle of Archimedes. Bob will explain to you, he's a scientist. What?
Archimedes is the one who said, give me a point to stand on and I can move the world with a lever. But you're talking about something else, maybe.
Same thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Mm. Oh,
what is it, Frank?
Okay.
You forgot, Bob?
Frank.
I just don't know. I forgot.
Frank, what is it?
I don't know what the story is, but it became evident to him that if you placed whatever object you placed in the water, if something was full of the top, that the weight of water would be equal to the weight of the object you placed.
That's not true.
Volume. Yeah. So that's how it was. So we just nod our heads and nothing sunk. So nothing was displaced. But then, with passage of time, our duties changed and all correspondence would be coming over here and we had to read out the letters and cables and reports and all that. So I pick up one here, this very hall, I pick up one letter, very good news. By your grace and your blessings, we got married. It's only your grace that we got together and we are so happy. Baba says, I am happy too. Write to them my blessings. In that letter, another. I'm so sad to let you all know that my only son has passed away. Unbeknown to us, what has happened to him, we don't know. And he committed suicide. And there's a. I said, is that so, Baba? Tell them not to worry. Not to worry about it. My nazar is on them. Not to worry. My blessings to them. Another. I found a job. I'm so happy. One is sadness, one is happiness, one this and that. All the time. Not one day, not 2 days, not 1 week, not 52 weeks of the year. Year after year, every day. So really, just our mind started spinning. What is this? It is a dream, it seems like that. There's joy here, there's sadness here, there is calamity there, there's great achievement there. And what's all this? Nothing matters. It's all just a passing show. Then it began sinking. But his was a unique example. Just one episode and finish. That's all. It took us 12 years to get to that. It is a passing show, really. Don't you think so? Your Jaipur trip and all, where is it now? You were in Jaipur. Where, you were, no? So where is it now?
I think so. Maybe it was just an illusion.
Yeah.
It's still in her belly, though.
it's still in there, but it's...
Even Ramtirtha, yesterday only we were reading one of the sages who was saying about it, how the world is like that. It's like that, yeah.
Just a part.
Yeah.
I've always been impressed by the attitude of Baba people when somebody dies. And I just remember, when Joan Staples passed away in Denver. And just the group being, it wasn't like something sad had really happened, but it was just so much love, you know. And usually people get so caught up in feeling terrible, and if you don't feel terrible when you're at the funeral, then what's wrong with you, and why aren't you crying, and all these things, and...
Yeah.
It's
a great release. It's a great release.
Yeah.
You heard what Baba told me about when my father passed away.
No.
Where were you? In Jaipur. Yeah. Baba gave me an example, you see, of what it is. My father is ill. He did not know what sickness is, just as she said about demon. So when my father pays a visit, Baba pays a visit to my father's place there in Pune, he will be there to receive him first. My father is not there. Baba is asking my mother, what happened? Where is he? He says, he's not feeling well since last night. He's feeling uneasy, so he's lying in bed. Baba goes to his room and says, what's the matter with you? I don't know. I can't belch, I can't pass wind or something like that. There's something there. I don't know. I'm feeling very uneasy. Baba says, have you eaten anything since last night? Says, no. Baba asks my mother to get some soup or something like that. So Baba feeds him with spoon and all that. Says, by tomorrow morning, everything will be all right. You'll be so strong. Don't worry. We go in the night back to Guru Prasad, and I receive a phone call that father has passed away. My father died. I informed Baba. And Baba is surprised. Really, Pastor? We were dead this morning. What happened to him? Passed away, that's what it is. Do you want to go there? If you want me to go, I'll go. You know, there'll be so many people around there. We had just been there, few hours have passed by, doesn't matter. In the night where I receive a phone call saying that the funeral has been fixed now for 8:30 next morning. So I inform Baba about it. So I go to Baba in the night and say there's a phone call wanting me to inform you that Papa's funeral. Baba used to call my father Papa. Papa's funeral is at 8:30 next morning. Okay. Baba didn't register anything. He was lying in bed. So I just informed and came out. The next morning, as usual, everything is just, Baba has come in the hall. There was Mandli Hall in Guru Prasad. We'd all sit together, those who lived with him. And again, the usual reading reports and telegrams and cables and letters and this and that goes on. At about 8 o'clock, Baba says, as if he happens to remember, so what message did somebody ask you to convey to me in the night about the funeral of Papa? What time was it? I said 8:30. What's the time now? So I look and it's 8 o'clock. You want to go? Baba is asking me. If you want me to, I'll go. So what's there? There'll be people there, it's the same thing. Come on, what's the next letter? So it goes on. At about 8:20 or 8:15, I forget now. What's the time? 8:15, 8:20, yes. There's still time now. Come on, let's go. So Baba and I drive Baba and myself. We go to the place where the body is placed, and the priests are there, you know, Zoroastrian priests are there, and the friends and acquaintances and relatives are all gathered over there and all that. So the body is kept there according to Zoroastrian custom. The priests go there and say their prayers, last prayers, and then eventually the body has to be rolled out on a hand cart. It's a nice thing with wheels and all that. And taken to with the Tower of Silence. You know what a Tower of Silence melody? Where the Zoroastrians put their bodies, in dead bodies, in a huge well. With a grill there, all the bodies are kept there, and the vultures come and pick on. Because Zoroastrian, their name is charity. We even do charity with our dead bodies and ask the vultures to pick on us. Yeah. That's how the body is disposed of the Zoroastrian. So I drive him there to that place where the body is kept there, and car is parked at the gate. And Baba says, I said, this is where it is. So now that we have come, go and pay your last respect to Papa. But come back soon, I'm all alone here. So I go there, bow down, and come back. I asked Baba whether should I start the engine, we go? You know, how much time will be there? Yeah, about 10 minutes, because I heard the last stanzas of the prayers. It must be at the most 10 minutes more. Then let us wait here. So we are sitting quietly. After a time, the priest and the body is put on that cart there and is being rolled out, and the procession is there. And it has to take a turn because the car is parked on the street there. And Baba looks at that and tells me, what is that? What's happening? What's that? I said, that's Papa. Papa's body. What? Papa's body? What is that? What's the... So that's the dead body. Life is extinct from it. That's the dead body of Papa. You know what it is? So, yeah, it's the dead body of Papa. So, no, it's not that. Then he turns to me and says, mind you, the body is being rolled out for the funeral and it's going on in a procession. And what he tells me is, you eat your food, isn't it, every day? I said, yeah. What does it do to you? Why do you want to eat? He said, to keep the body strong and healthy and growth for growth. And then what happens with the food that you eat? Well, we digest it. And what happens with that which is the residue? He said, excrete it out every morning. So the food that you eat gives you strength and growth. I said, yeah. And then that which is the residual food you excrete out. When you excrete out, you feel something? I said, yeah, you feel. What do you feel? Quite relieved and relaxed and fresh and all that. You feel that? All feel that? I said, yeah, of course. Who wouldn't want to feel it that way? I didn't know what he's aiming at. This is not the dead body. It's the excreta of the soul. Excreta of the soul. That is the excreta of the soul. The soul got nourishment out of the body. Body gave the experience, made the soul grow in growth and strong in experience. And this, after the thing is over, this is the residue. It's the excreta. And just as when you pass motion in the morning and feel so refreshed and fresh, so likewise, Papa is feeling so happy now, so relieved, so relaxed, so light. And people in the world beat their breasts and tear their hair and cry and this and that. Of what avail is that? It's nothing but, on the contrary, that soul feels so relieved and relaxed. So that's what he gave in the sermon. On the dead body of my father. Yeah. So that's what Baba asked us, to keep happy. Yeah. So relieved and relaxed. Nirvan, any other epilogue to it?
Rano was very seriously ill.
Yeah.
Same time.
Rano. You know Rano? Baba's disciple Rano.
Rano
Gale, yeah. Mm-hmm. She was living with us here.
She was living in the house.
And then all of them would go to go with Baba in the summer months. Papa died in summer months. Yeah.
Yes, so some days ago Rano fell ill with some infection in the stomach, and he was very serious a couple of days before Papa died. So Papa was very worried about her, and when Baba came that last evening,
yeah,
to meet us all and meet Papa for the last time, so then Papa tells Baba that, "Baba, we have this foreigner in our house, and if something happens to her, there's going to be calamity. How will we inform the people that it's a foreign national? There'll be complications." So Baba said, "You don't worry about these things now. Set a match to all this. What I want you to do now is just to think about me and forget all this. Everything will be all right." Yeah. So Papa is still worried, and he says, "Don't worry, she'll be all right." And then of course Baba went to Rano's room also, and Rano was really in the last stages of almost. She was unable to take any nourishment, all the while passing loose motions and vomiting, and it was very difficult to just keep her up. So Baba asked my sister Manu to get a glass of sherbet, and then Baba started to take a teaspoonful and put it in Rano's mouth and tells Rano, "Now try to swallow this." Try to swallow this.
Swallow this, huh?
Because anything we put, she just
threw out.
So the first teaspoonful went in with great difficulty, then the next. And then Baba gave the glass to Manu and said, "See that she takes all this whole glass of sherbet. It's very important," because it was from Baba. And then Manu forced Rano to make the effort to drink the sherbet, which she did with great difficulty, but she was able to retain it. And then the crisis passed. But then the same night Papa passed away. Worrying about Rano and himself was the one to go.
And not only he worried at home, but he must have told about his acquaintances and friends. So when the news reached that there is death at Bindra House, in my father's place, they thought that the American national has died.
And then Baba next day said that there was a toss-up between Rano and
Papa.
He had to decide whom to.
So Papa gave his life for Rano. Isn't this a tamasha? Is a show, a great show. The man is worrying about the life of the other woman there, and then he dies, and the lady and she lived for so many years.
So Rano ran on, and the night before that, I couldn't sleep at all because I was whole night up getting doctors for Rano and all that. So the next day, that is on the day that Papa passed away, Baba comes to my office for the first time where I was working, and then tells me that tonight, see that you are on the bed at 10 o'clock. Remember, 10, go to bed and take rest. So I said, "Yes, Baba." He repeated that about two or three times. Then as the car was going out, he again put out his hands and said, 10 o'clock, go to bed.
10 means this 5, 10 o'clock, go to bed.
And Papa was not well And that same evening, when Baba went away, he was very restless and all that. So I was attending on him. And then at about 5 to 10, I remember Baba's instructions. So I take my pillow and go out on the veranda to sleep. And at exactly 10, I was on the bed, but Papa starts calling out for me. So I even had a very bad feeling about it, that Papa is not allowing me to obey Baba's orders also. So this old man is really awful. So I had to get up again. And before I could reach him, he was gasping for breath. And he just died.
Isn't this a show? What a show.
The time was also fixed by Baba.
Yeah.
The 10 o'clock he passed off.
Yeah.
Produced and directed by.
Huh?
Did Baba ever ask
you? You should change the topic, she says.
No. No, but I'm curious, did Baba ever say anything to you about that, that he had told you to lie down at 10 and then Papa passed off at 10?
No.
In regards to, you know, what happened? Did you get up? Did you stay down?
No, because
you would have to attend.
I was the one who phoned the Hiratan Guru Pratham that Papa passed away and all that. Because all these things have to be done to get the death certificate and move the body out. All has to be done in the night.
Yeah.
I have a question for you. Sometimes I keep in mind so well the whole thing about it being this is a dream. So sometimes I feel like, my schedule at work, I work 3 days and I have 4 days off every week, and I live by myself. And lots of times I've been spending those 4 days reading about Baba. And sometimes, well, people that aren't Baba lovers they tell me that, you know, that they think that I should be more involved out in the world. And I everything, it just feels like, well, that's not it, out in the world. But I feel like there has to be a balance. But anything I think of, I think, well, it doesn't matter. Nothing matters because it's just a dream. So have you heard that kind of story before, or do you
I'm hearing it now. So what?
So,
you are reading about Baba is a dream. You are working 3 days a week or 4 days a week is a dream. You yourself is nothing but a dream. Yeah. So what is it?
So then
Baba says, be practical. And try to meet your friends, try to meet your others. Why? Not because it's not a dream, but it is good that you tell them that it's a dream. You tell others. In dream, you have to tell others about that I'm dreaming, you are dreaming too. We have to wake up from the dream. But Baba always would want us to be practical. Don't try to exclude yourself. It's good to be with Baba and all that, but at the same time, just try to be of help to others by going there and giving your company and expressing what you have read, what you have come to know, or what you have become aware of. Share these things with others. Don't thrust upon them, but side references. Isn't it a dream? See how the world is suffering. Today it is like that. There's that. Something like that, and then bring in Baba's topic. It's good to be. Good to have a little relationship in dream. Only in dream mind, not real relationship.
Okay, that helps.
Yeah. Why not? Just as here we are all together, we are together here, remembering him in one form or another. So bring about situations to remember him.